Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for the September 19th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now by our friend, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston, Wisconsin State District 24 Representative. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing great, James. I'm actually on a job site today, doing one of my on-the-jobs.
Fantastic. Oh, you know what? Let's wrap up talking about that. I want to hear more about it. But we got a couple of other things to get to. And certainly, you know, we get to talk once a month. So oftentimes we are kind of rewinding a little bit and catching up on things. And I wanted to go back just a little bit ago. Last month, you were invited to take a tour of both of the former Wisconsin Rapids paper mill site and the Consolidated Water Power Company. What were some of the things you saw and your take from that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of a bittersweet going through what used to be the crown jewel of papermaking here and all of North America, seeing, you know, essentially what was once the largest paper machines in the entire country be taken apart piece by piece and loaded on the shipping containers and sent over to a company in India. But, you know, it was actually really insightful being able to sit down myself, Representative Scott Krug, to meet with Bill Rude, who owns the property. And, you know, I do think there's opportunity for future development there. And so we've had very successful conversations and working with the power company to hopefully entice new opportunities that could be extremely transformative, not just for the Wisconsin Rapids area, but all of central Wisconsin.
When it comes to this, we certainly, you know, take it with a bit of a heavy heart, because we know how much the buildings, they mean to people, the industries mean to people. At the same time, we don't do anybody any favors just being, you know, melancholy about it or sad about it. We have to keep looking forward. And that's the motto of this state. So when it comes to that, we're seeing some encouraging things. We had Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt in earlier this week, and we were talking about that. And I'm looking forward to seeing more and more what will be able to be done with that. And I think when it comes to the legacy of the mills in this area and honoring those, I think the best way we can do that is keeping this town, you know, afloat, if you will. Not to be blunt about it, but I think that that's a big part of keeping this legacy going.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I still think there's always going to be a place within Wisconsin for paper manufacturing. In fact, you know, in this last state budget that the governor had signed into law, you know, we put aside $42 million for Domtar for the redevelopment of the dam up in Rothschild. And as a result of that, they're going to be committing over $100 million of investment in their Rothschild as well as the Nakusa mills, and going to be sourcing much of their fiber from Wisconsin timber producers, which is a win-win for the state. And, you know, it's those types of partnerships that we've been able to foster over the last several years that, you know, are going to ensure that these mills remain viable moving forward. Now, it's not to say there won't always be some bumps in the road, but going back to the Wisconsin Rapids mill site, I do think there's a lot of potential there. And so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And as we've done throughout this entire process, it's been a lot of partnerships at both the local, state, and federal level. And, you know, I'm rather optimistic about the future of that site.
Most of us, you know, we all live in bubbles to a degree. And when you live in an area, you tend to just see what's going on in your area. I don't blame locals for this, but I do think that it's a good idea to take a bigger perspective sometimes. Our area, when it comes to businesses, and whether it's big or small, we've been pretty fortunate here in central Wisconsin compared to some other cities and other parts of the state that haven't seen maybe some of that influx or some of those new businesses. There's some real potential here for that, and we're not the only ones seeing that. There's a lot of businesses out there that are.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that just goes to show, I mean, even when, you know, back in 2020, when the initial announcement came down that the mill was going to idle, it was certainly a gut punch for everyone within the area. But, you know, I think it's also a testament to the diversification that we've seen in recent years within the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, as well as central Wisconsin, where, you know, I think initially there were concerns that we were going to see a lot of out-migration, but that hasn't happened. And so I think that's a really strong sign that people are committed to this region of the state. And so long as we have individuals who are willing to come to the table to have meaningful conversations and work together, just goes to show that we're in a really good spot right now.
Also last month, one of the committees that you chair, the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Revenue, held a public hearing on several legislative proposals. Would you mind kind of going over that a little bit, highlights of that, if you will, and some of those important proposals?
Yeah. My committee, I chair the Agriculture and Revenue Committee, and so a couple of weeks ago, we held a public hearing. It was primarily on things like tax cuts, or not tax cuts, but tax credits, various tax credits, dealing with things like child care and, again, doing what we can to help families with the high cost of child care. And obviously, again, going back to the state budget, we made some significant investments there. Although I would argue, I think we still have to think outside the box to help this industry move along and really address the areas of things like creating more slots for parents, and then also trying to do what we can to address the compensation for early childhood educators, which, it's really tough job. And I know I've mentioned this in the past that, I've done one of the jobs at the UWSP Child Care Center, and I give those individuals a lot of credit because after about 8 hours of having wood blocks and Legos tossed at me, pretty rambunctious toddlers, it gives you a whole new perspective that, doing that job for 12, 13 bucks an hour when you could easily go to a place like Quick Trip and start off at 18 or 19 bucks an hour, it's tough. And so some of these tax credits we're hoping will incentivize individuals to go into this profession, as well as helping families with the high cost of child care around the state.
Mm-hmm. And I encourage people to, I mentioned the newsletter where you can find a lot of this information. Sign up for that newsletter. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the things the senator is up to, and also these bills and the details of them. Be informed, everybody, and get informed about these bills and how they impact us and how important they are in our area. Recently, you and our friend Representative Scott Krug participated in a press conference where you introduced legislation allowing for the construction and operation of community solar facilities here in Wisconsin. One of the bigger topics we've had as far as solar power and talking about this, and we've had some recent, but some other conversations about solar power in this area regarding other businesses and nonprofits and some of these things. What were you and Representative Krug getting into the details of this legislation, and what was the kind of feedback that you received from people?
Yeah, so the community solar bill, it's not a new idea by any means. In fact, 20 other states have enacted legislation similar to this. And one of the reasons why I decided to work with Representative Krug and spearhead this is, as we have seen in recent years, some of these larger developments that have come into places like the Central Sands, where, my district as well as Scott Krug's district have become sort of ground zero for these mega solar arrays. And under the current process, there really isn't much that local governments and communities can do. There certainly is a process that works its way through the Public Service Commission. People can lend public input, but outside of that, provided there's no blaring red flags, there's really no local control. And so what the community solar legislation aims to do is provide opportunities for farmers and landowners to have these smaller solar developments where essentially they can help lower the cost of their electricity bills and utility bills, which Wisconsin, we have seen our utility rates skyrocket in recent years. In fact, we have the highest kilowatt per hour rate in the entire Midwest. And so I think when it comes to energy generation, we have to have an all above the approach to do what we can to lower the cost of utilities and also think outside the box. And for me, primarily making sure that locals have some say in where these projects get sited within their own communities.
When you and you've mentioned thinking outside the box, and I appreciate that. We are not going to get anywhere. Not to say that old ideas can't still work, especially with some fine tuning. But we know that whatever business we're talking about, it's all about innovation and looking ahead and thinking differently. When you talk about that, are we talking about also bringing in different minds, different angles, different minds, a different set of eyes, if you will, on some of these topics to be able to kind of maybe give a different perspective, even a constituent perspective?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I take a look right now, and we were joined by workers for these smaller solar developments where one of the companies is based up in Ashland, where their guys have to drive to Illinois to get work. So think about that. We have Wisconsin residents who are employed by Wisconsin businesses who currently aren't allowed to do business in the state of Wisconsin have to go to Illinois. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I think if this legislation were to get enacted, there's an opportunity to create more jobs right here in the state, which is ultimately a win for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with State Senator Patrick Teston right now. And, sir, there's a couple of things that I wanted the community to know about and make sure that they got in on if they could. And wanted to highlight some of those right now with you. One of them is high school juniors and seniors in the 24th Senate District. You have a chance to participate in a very rewarding educational experience at the Capitol in Madison. Applications are now being accepted for the 2026 Senate Scholar Program. Submission deadline is November 7th. We'll probably touch on this once or twice more before then, of course. But I wanted to get out the gate right away and get this out there and make sure that not only kids and parents knew, but teachers knew about this, because I know I would have loved to have been a part of this program when I was in high school.
Oh, and it really for interesting. We come down to the Capitol for an entire week and participate in committee hearings. You know, when we're on the Senate floor, you really have a front row seat during Senate proceedings. I believe they even get the opportunity to draft mock legislation and debate it within a mock committee hearing. And it, really, if there's a interested junior or senior out there with has an interest in government and politics and really wants to see, you know, behind the curtain of how government operates on a day-to-day, it really is a unique opportunity. And you just said, I wish I would have had this opportunity when I was in high school. And so I always like the opportunity because it's a chance for me to sit down with some of these Senate scholars and have a great one-on-one conversation with them. And then, they get to spend a week in Madison, which we are blessed to have one of the most beautiful state capitals in the entire country. I think we're number one by far. And it's a great learning experience, and it sure looks great on a resume.
It really does. And you aren't kidding. That Capitol is beautiful. Madison itself is a beautiful city, but that Capitol is a beautiful one. I've seen a lot of state capitals, and that is one of the most beautiful ones you will walk into. And this is kind of an annual thing of ours. Wanted to remind everybody that the annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition is going on. This statewide contest was sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the Johnson Financial Group aims to bring more attention to Wisconsin's nearly $74 billion manufacturing industry and job opportunities it provides. Nominations are being accepted now through September 22nd to the 30th. Want to encourage our local Wisconsinites here to get in on this and get maybe you can have the coolest thing made in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a fun contest that WM puts on every year, and we certainly encourage. There's a manufacturer out there, 24th Senate District, that people want to nominate for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Please go to our website, social media, or WMC's website and make the submission. And I would love to take home the trophy this year of having the coolest thing made in Wisconsin made in the 24th Senate District.
Yeah, that's what we're pulling for. So all you creatives out there, everybody, get in on this one. Looking forward to seeing the results and how that goes. And we'll talk about it probably the next time we get together. As we get to ready to let you go, sir, I didn't want to keep you too long today because you're putting in work today. You're on the job.
Yeah, I sure am. In fact, I'm with Lycon. Concrete, ready-mix concrete, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. In fact, I was just up in a cement truck, or not cement truck, a concrete truck, and we were on a job site down in Adams County, and we're heading back to the shop to, I think, pick up another work slip here, and going to go pour more concrete.
Right on, right on. I hope it's going well. Keep at it. Appreciate it. Another reason to sign up for the newsletter, everybody. Saw you're on the job at the Central Wisconsin Airport. Great stuff. That was fun to see. Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, it was super cool. They had me do a little bit of everything. I even got to do gate announcements as people were boarding the flight. And then, oddly enough, I was actually doing concrete work on the tarmac. We were doing some repairs. Even got the opportunity to, as we're doing perimeter checks, got to harass some birds, which they've got some really cool devices that, like fireworks and poppers and bangers that you get to shoot off, and got to go up into the flight control tower, which was really cool, and probably the neatest thing of all, I actually got to refuel one of the jets, which was super, super neat.
I am extremely jealous of you right now. That sounds awesome. Oh, that sounds cool. I got to reach out to them, try to do this myself. We also want to let the audience know that you've got a very exciting On the Jobs event coming up. We'll talk more about it with our audience as we get closer to it, but could have a little bit to do with, you know, the senator and us hanging out together and everything. So we'll get more into that another time. But I really do appreciate you, as always, Pat. And thank you for the time. Safe travels out there. Don't work too hard. Safe travels out there. And we'll talk again next month.
Yeah, I look forward to it, James.
Take care. And we encourage you to sign up for that newsletter, everybody. Keep up to date on everything the senator is up to and the things that are going on in our community. Go to his website and sign up for that newsletter. And be listening for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.